Looking for more fan-made Star Wars audio productions? Then look no further than the home of Star Wars fan audio, StarWarsFanWorks.com. It's your source for audio dramas, audio parodies, online radio shows, and podcasts, plus the most comprehensive Star Wars fan audio news found anywhere. StarWarsFanWorks.com. Fandom has a whole new sound.
I'm James, your host, and welcome to CorusmanCast, the official podcast of www.corusman.uni.cc, the core of the Star Wars galaxy.
Welcome to the 40th episode of CorusmanCast. Now, I'm sorry that this is a week late, well, over a week late, I believe, but I kind of didn't have anything to talk about at that time, but I thought of something that I thought would be quite interesting. It's another sort of debate that I will be tackling, a debate that's gone on for quite a long time, and this is both probably more my opinion than the other one. But so I'm going to be talking about the issue of canon, that is to say, what in the Star Wars story in this case is officially officially happened in the Star Wars universe. Now, officially, according to Lucasfilm, etc., canon, and according to most fans, I should say, canon is the films. Anything that happens in the films is canon. Anything else is unofficial. Now, personally, I don't think that argument holds up. First of all, it's because sometimes the films change while they're in production due to things that are coming out in the expanded universe. Like, Shaak-Ti doesn't die in the clone, the episode 3 bit where she originally was going to, because Lucasfilm knew that later on the year there would be a publication released, I think it was a comic book, that said that Shaak-Ti was still alive, so wouldn't that not suggest that Lucasfilm thinks that it is canon in a way, if they're accommodating comics to fit in with the films? Also, I think that surely the fact that Lucasfilm hands out the contracts to these comic book people and to the publicist, the contracts for Star Wars books, then isn't that in a way approving them? Because do they not have to approve the story at some level with Lucasfilm, I believe, to make sure it's all good between the continuity of the films and other books, etc. So doesn't that suggest that, in a way, the books, the comics, etc., are actually canon in a way? I think that people really should accept these officially licensed publications, because surely if they're officially licensed, then they must be in some way canon. Time for a short break now, where we have a few messages from Hello Podcasts.
On Hoth, an Imperial Walker lumbers towards its destiny.
Yes, Lord Vader. May start your landing.
Did you hear that? Lord Vader is on his way. Hey! Ow! Pay attention!
Oh, sorry, I was listening to my favorite podcast. It's called Imperial Holonet Radio. They cover the entire Star Wars galaxy, from news to collectings and books. They even spend time covering topics we want to know about.
Where can I find it?
All over. They're online at www.ihnradio.com, on iTunes, and on other podcasting sites.
How can you listen to a podcast? We're storming the Rebel base and blasting soldiers.
I always listen to IHN Radio at work.
Target, maximum firepower.
All right! IHN Radio, exploring the Star Wars universe, one listener at a time.
What happens when two guys get together and talk about whatever comes to their mind?
I have no idea. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
A cross between Sonic the Hedgehog and a Pokemon.
It's the Geek Monster.
I'm just making sure you're not stupid.
Well, not much, but it can be entertaining. Join your hosts, Robert and Kyle, as they discuss anything from Star Wars to Arnold Schwarzenegger and everything in between.
We're here for an exclusive interview segment with one of the best smugglers in the universe, the one and only Han Solo.
Get out of my butt, you idiot!
It's a chia pet going mad.
Oh my gosh.
Check them out at www.simpletricksandnonsensepodcast.podomatic.com or in iTunes under Simple Tricks and Nonsense. Simple Tricks and Nonsense. The name says it all.
Thanks for that. Now, back to the argument. Now, I think as the years go by, I think this will be more accepted considering that there's no films coming out, and it will be gradually moved into, yes, the films and the TV shows are all canon. Then eventually, once they might even stop that, they'll say, oh yes, the films and the TV is canon, but also the books and the comics are also canon. Now that is my own personal opinion on canon. Like, for example, actually, I've just remembered with Episode 6, when George Lucas went back to do the special editions, the DVD special editions, I should say, he actually considered showing Boba Fett escaping. So surely if he considered that, then that must mean that he agrees that he actually did survive the Sarlacc pit. I'm not sure if any people are familiar with this, but in Tales of the Bounty Hunters, Boba Fett is recovered from near the Sarlacc pit by Dengar, a bounty hunter, fellow bounty hunter, and he nurses Boba back to health, and eventually he reappears in the New Jedi Order series as helping the government against the Yuuzhan Vong. That's how you say it, isn't it? Yuuzhan Vong. I think so. I hope so. Anyway, like I did say this is a week late, but I'm going to make it up to you, listeners, because I am going to record another episode straight after this one, so I can release it next week, so therefore that makes up the time. Also, I plan to do a Christmas special shortly after Christmas, talking to a few people, hopefully. I haven't got that arranged yet, but hopefully that will come to fruition. And after that, on January the 1st or thereabouts, I'll be doing the second anniversary special of Chorus and Cast. That should be a good show, so stay tuned in for that. And the next episode that I'm going to be releasing is an episode about Star Wars fans hating Star Wars. You may have seen this article flying around, is on the Force.net, recently posted, linked to, so I'll be discussing that, and what my take is on this very interesting and provocative article. Thanks for listening, and may the Force be with you.
Thank you for listening to Chorus and Cast. May the Force be with you. You can subscribe to Chorus and Cast at the.beatmeller.com/Chorus and Cast or go to www.chorus.uni.cc. Star Wars and all related trademarks are copyright Lucasfilm Limited and its affiliates. Chorus and Cast not affiliated to Lucasfilm in any way.